The small town theater was an endangered species before the pandemic, but in 2020, the coronavirus forced theaters to close completely for months at a time. Chad Timmerman heads the committee that runs the town theater, a movie house purchased by the Optimist Club of Chillicothe 10 years ago. He spoke with WCBU's Steve Tarter about how they've weathered COVID-19.
We closed it down as soon as the state mandated theaters would be closing. So we'd actually gone into a stationary aspect where we just basically had the bare minimum operational items going. So basically the projectors had to go all the time. So we had to pay for that aspect. But then we started looking at our finances during that time when we were shut down a little bit more intensely, so we could identify whether or not, you know, we had some funds that could be eliminated for the time being, or, you know, we could offset some additional funds, like, for instance, garbage and internet and whatnot. We weren't constantly upgrading the system, so we thought we would go to a less expensive plan for internet. Talked to the Pepsi suppliers and, you know, negotiated some rate changes there for, you know, lack of usage. And then, of course, we had to go through all of our inventory of candy and food. You know, it was expiring. Sure. So we started donating that to the community prior to expiration.
And so in 2020, how much were you open? How long? I mean, a percentage of time for the theater was open during last year?
I would say 20 to 25%.
And how about right now? Where are you at?
We have been closed for the last month. Right before the holidays there, of course, the state went back to Tier 3, I believe they call it. And we had to shut down there. And we're closed for over a month now. Actually, it's been 6 weeks. So what we're looking to do is open up again. Pritzker just announced, and we were identified from the Small Theater Association, that we are able to open the doors again. Granted, we had some construction items that we were working on during that downtime that are not quite finished yet. So our plan is to open the doors February 5th.
How do you do that? Do you have social distance people in the theater, or how do you work that?
That's correct. We follow the protocol that's mandated by the state. So when individuals come in, we ask that they practice social distancing. Masks are definitely mandatory. The employees as well. We do have the fiberglass shields in front of the employees and the patrons that also assist. Once we get into the theater, we have every other row closed off, so we don't promote sitting close to one another. And then we mandate the fact that there can only be, you know, if you're a family, that's fine, but otherwise there can only be three seats between individuals. So that takes that 6 feet consideration into play.
Gotcha. Chad, you've been obviously watching this thing closely, as have many during this difficult time.
Definitely.
Do you have high hopes? I mean, obviously none of us know what exactly is going to unfold in 2021, but what's the feeling that you're going to be able to maybe by summer kind of get back to I won't say normal because I don't know what that is, but what is your thought on that?
That's a great question, Steve. It's been rough since the movie makers have been kind of tough on us now, realistically, covering streaming just as quick as movie releases in the theaters. That makes it difficult for an individual to want to go out and watch a movie, right? But there's a lot of history in the town theater. And I feel, of course, that with that awesome marquee and with all of the nostalgia that we have within the memories, I guess, within the theater, there's been a lot of individuals from the past that have been successful that have come back.
That was the Chillicothe Optimist Club's Chad Timmerman speaking with WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter about running a small town theater during a pandemic.